Hello, everyone. I'm Corey, and we're talking manpower. Today, we're finishing our conversation with Colonel Keith Rivers. He's the Commandant of the Army Force Management School at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk in a little bit of a CP-26 scope. So how does the Force Management School fit in with CP-26?
Well, so as a part of that FA-50 qualification and that FA-50 qualification course, there's also seats allotted for CP-26, our civilian partners in the force management community. So those CP-26 civilian partners, they actually can attend the 14-week FA-50 qualification course as a part of their career development. We also provide information constantly to other CP-26 leaders out in the force. We work with pretty much CP-26 throughout all of our courses, whether it's a core course there in the schoolhouse or a course that's sponsored by someone. Mr. Dan Egbert in the Army G3, you know, great force manager, and we partner with him on the 4-week How the Army Runs course. So we have continuous contact with CP-26 officials out there in the Army to help guide, provide training, and also knowledge and influence on what we actually teach at the Army Force Management School.
So I think from our previous conversation, you mentioned that you have over 25 years of service to the Army, and you've worked in FA-50, you've been at USAFIMSA, you're now at the Army Force Management School, and you coordinate a lot with CP-26. So what value does FA-50s, CP-26ers, and people who are in manpower and force management in general, what do they bring to the Army?
So that could be summed up in one word, in one sentence. And years ago, Major General Diaz, who I worked for when I was at the PDO office, he would often say, FA-50s and CP-26, they help solve their boss's problems. And their boss's problems could be, how do they affect change across the Army? How can they get input into the processes that triggers those cogwheels that turn, that actually allow the Army to run? So CP-26 and FA-50 force managers, they understand the process. They understand how their bosses or the information that they're trying to do or the changes that they're trying to make can get injected into those processes, to where they're supporting their commanders, they're supporting their organizations to the ultimate goal of being able to support the Army in its Title 10 functions.
So let's just switch gears one more time. What's next for Colonel Keith Rivers?
So now at 27 years and continuing to serve, and I'll continue to do that as long as possible. Just recently, I was identified to go and be the Chief of Force Management for the Army Forces there in downrange. So I'm going to go off and I'm going to do that for a little while and continue to have engagements at the schoolhouse as the Commandant and provide as much guidance there. So, you know, there's the road is headed, you know, uphill continuously. There may be some twists and turns there, but again, another great force management job in allowing commanders to accomplish our missions worldwide, I think, is a great thing.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, once again, I mean, Corey, I enjoy talking about manpower. I enjoy talking about force management because one of the things that I value very much, it's the people aspect of it. So as long as you take care of the people within the force management community, those people will take care of the Army in instituting and driving the Army forward as we continue to change, as we continue to evolve to meet our mission requirements.
Well, Colonel Rivers, I know you're an extremely busy man. Thank you so much for being here for a second time, the first ever repeat guest. So I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much for what you do for the Army and the force management community. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
So you can find out more information about the Army Force Management School by going to afms1.belvoir.army.mil. Also, if you're interested about an Army Force Management School course, check out the website and contact the CP26 Proponency Office for application details. Until next time, have a great Army Day.